Public Health and Democracy in an August USA Today op-ed. Keith Peters reporting.
World stock markets have been subdued ahead of today's expected interest rate increase from the Federal Reserve. The Fed's widely expected to hike its key rate for the third time this year. This as the U.S. economy continues to build strength. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is, it's hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. I mean downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:06 in the morning, and our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Looking for those great, great, great presents for your men folks and more. Every type of tobacco and accessory are there. And, of course, that great walk-in humidor and the wonderful customer service, all from Tobacco and Brew. Trust me, I have been down there shopping for friends. Mm-hmm. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Did you freeze your little face off today?
Remember yesterday I said that it should be warmer last night? They were wrong. National Weather Service was not entirely...
truthful?
Well, not entirely accurate. And of course, as my wife proudly says, what other job can you be wrong more than 50% of the time and still collect a paycheck? I guess if you're a National
radio,
League pitcher, you can.
Well, that, or you could be a national news host. You know,
yeah.
you could work for CNN
or the
New York Times because they've been wrong a lot lately.
Yeah.
Or you could work for the Republican Party in Alabama.
Oh, man. Hey, today's high near 73 degrees, light winds, mostly clear tonight. Low, I'm going to call it a little bit lower than what they're saying. I can say low around 38 in the valley. Sunny tomorrow, high near 72. We do not have any rain in the forecast all the way up till darn near Christmas. Nothing showing on the 10-day outlook right now. Currently in downtown Reading, we are at 34 and rising. Out at the airport, the official Reading temperature showing 28 at this moment. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned, veteran-owned business down in Anderson who gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. So many things going on in the world. So many things. Let's start with Alabama. What do you think?
Sweet home Alabama.
Okay, 75% of the people in Alabama are probably just disgusted with politics and everything because they didn't vote. Of those eligible to vote, only 25% voted. And they voted in the first time in, well, I shouldn't say this, because Alabama was a strict Democrat state when the Democrats were into the Jim Crow laws.
In Birmingham, and they loved the governor.
Yeah, blowing up churches in Birmingham and all this. Those were Democrats, my friends, back in those days. And so then they switched to Republicans, and that's a strong red state. Well, they elected Mr. Doug Jones, won the Alabama Senate seat by like one percentage point. Roy Moore, the judge, I think they're both judges. Or one's a lawyer, the other one's a judge. Judge Jones, who has been pursued, pummeled, attacked,
targeted
by the media over claims that he had relationships with teenagers and or molestation of teenagers. Just it was piling on, right? Trump came in at the end and said, "Hey, look, we need to keep our Republican majority in there." You know, he was never strong in this on Moore.
Yeah,
he had backed Luther Strange. Now this is only for 2 years till they have the regular election. This was they took the place of Sessions. last time he ran, you know, he's now the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Last time he ran, the Democrats didn't even put an opponent up against him. So that tells you how strong it was. Anyway, Jones cobbled together a group, you know, enough of the vote. I mean, and it was close. I mean, it was like a 6,000-person vote. A lot of people did write-in votes.
Yeah.
People like Shelby, who's the other senator, said, I'm not going to vote for – he says, I'm not going to vote for Roy Jones. Yeah. I will write in somebody. Well, there was 21,000 write-in votes, which was three times the amount of the margin. Yeah, thank you. Three times the margin, because there's only like a 6,000-vote margin.
Well, the $10 million the DNC pumped into the state didn't –
It didn't hurt. But you know what? But there's a lot of people that's just left their hands off of Alabama, and I'll tell you why. If you get all these Hollywood stars and all these people coming in there, you know, they were going for, like, home sons like Barkley, Charles Barkley, who is a son of Alabama. And Barkley is as a kind of, you know, he's always kind of struck me as his later years as being kind of a straight shooter. Said, no, people are looking at us down here like we're idiots. And he was against it. I think that, you know, he of course would campaigned against Jones. Anyway, so it drops the margin in the Senate from 52-48 to 51-49, about as tight as you can get. And if you think about this, our country has got half of the country has got Democrats. Half the country has Republicans.
Congress, for all intents and purposes, is split down the middle.
Yeah. The House of Representatives, much more to the Republican side, but for the Senate side. Now, but then you take a look.
Well, yeah,
you look
Senate,
at
yeah.
You look at some. But if you look at some of the you look at some of the states, like southern states, you've got some Democrats that are in there that vote like Republicans in most cases, but they're kind of holding the line now. And I imagine as these elections come up this year, it's going to be interesting because they're going to say, you know, look where Trump has brought us. Well, where has Trump brought us? You know, the stock market's the highest it's ever been. More people been hired. It's the lowest unemployment we've had, you know, even though those numbers as always are subject to
interpretation.
So when you get into this, you know, is this truly a referendum on Trump, or was it the fact that they just had this guy and that he was the wrong guy? I mean, he was brought, you know, he won the Republican primary, but was he going to have a chance on the state? And here's the other thing: the day he showed up in Congress, he was going to go to an ethics committee. The day he showed up in Congress, he was going to the Ethics Committee.
Right, which would maintain momentum towards going after Trump, which is the which I believe is the end game.
Well, of course, that's always the end game, is to get rid of Trump, because he is an evil man who the media hates. So because of that. So you look at it like that. So there was in the establishment didn't want Jones either for a variety of reasons. Now, that doesn't mean the establishment is right, of course not. Because Trump is not a part of the establishment,
yeah.
Which you can say, which is still, they're still trying to figure that one out in the Republican Party. However, and the people have spoken, only 25% of the voters would have 50%. If 50% had come out, if it had been during a presidential election, would have made a difference. You know, I don't know. Depends on who was running, I think. Anyway, Jones refuses to concede. He says, you know, it could be a recount. But
he will have to reach into his own pocket for a recount or ask his supporters to pony up.
The governor pretty much thinks it's over there.
1.5 is real hard to overcome with unless you had some improprieties in the box.
Well, I can't imagine that in Alabama.
Yeah.
Not Alabama. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about Shasta County Board of Supervisors addressed the sanctuary state question.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Do you have,
Quasimodo?
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone. In fact, Cornerstone is going to be in here today with some of their people that are moving dreams forward. They actually are moving dreams forward there. They've got plans and how they're doing these things and how it's working. Cornerstone Bank. It's our local. It's one of our local banks here. The latest branch was opened up at 1845 California Street. And if you have not given Cornerstone Bank a chance, you need to. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We're going to be right back after these messages at 7:15 here on the 13th of December, which means 12 more shopping days till Christmas.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is excited to present children's art workshops for children ages 8 through 12 on Friday, December 22nd. The first workshop will be from 9 a.m. to noon and will be all about weaving with looms. The second workshop will be 1 to 4 p.m. with a focus on various forms of creative printmaking. Materials and a snack are provided and each child will take home the art they create. Cost is $20 for members, $30 for non-members. To register, call 530-243-8850 or visit turtlebay.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Brueggemann. Linda's on assignment this morning. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 13th of December. 28 degrees. 28 degrees. Come on. And it's going up to 73. How does it go up 40 degrees? Tell me that. How does it go up 40 degrees in a day and it ends up such a nice day? And then last night was nice. And then it just drops dramatically.
Yeah, well, that would be Redding.
Well, that would be Redding. Okay, hey, you know what the big thing? I got up this morning, it was cold, and I hit that switch, and the heater comes right on. And why? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. Our friends down there at Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business right here in town. It's been in business over 25 years. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. Because they are the best in the North State. Anytime, any type of heater or air conditioner, they're there to fix it. They're there to tune it for you, to make sure all your filters are clean, all of those things. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 223-2642. I said three. I meant 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Great. When my system came on this morning and the heat pump kicked in and air wafted from the vents, it was a very good feeling.
It did, and that's all from Alliance Heating and Air. Shasta County Board of Supervisors addressed the sanctuary state question in their meeting yesterday. And what can we say?
Actually, that was supposed to be Charles Lawton screaming sanctuary.
Well, actually, it was supposed to be a duck. Remember? Duck.
Well, they did, in fact.
Okay.
Come on, this thing is not behaving itself. Come on, come on, come on.
There we go.
I was trying to dovetail the
No,
thing,
you know
the
what?
Computer
what you
had
did, my whole intro. Okay, let's go back again. Ready? Yesterday, this Board of Supervisors addressed the sanctuary state question during their meeting, and... That's right. They ducked it. How do you do that? Okay. Ruben Cruz, the council said, in his considered opinion, after 2 months of studying this, that if you don't go along with it, you're disobeying the law. Okay. A number of people spoke yesterday, about a dozen, and they were all saying the same thing. Wait a minute. What about rule of law? How can we obey a law that's really goes against the federal law? Well, the Board of Supervisors says, well, there's a lot of questions here on this. And there's things that we might be wanting to think about. Because if we don't obey them, we're breaking the law. Which law? We're breaking the state law. And state law, isn't the state law breaking the federal law?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is. So,
California
anyway,
has never been worried about such things.
Here's the thing that the Board of Supervisors can do. They can send a nasty letter to state saying, We don't like what you're doing. We want you to change it. So there. Or declare they'll part with that they will participate with the feds as much as possible. Or totally ignore it. Or just join in with the other lawsuits that are going to start. So they can just say to the state, we don't like what you're doing up there. It's not, you know, it's not right and it doesn't reflect us. Or they can participate as much as they can with it or get into a lawsuit. Basenko, I got to talk to Tom about this. He already turns illegals loose, even if there's a detainer on them, unless there's a warrant. If there's a warrant, he said, I hold them. We just turn them loose now. If it's if it's one of these minors, they get these citations, and there may be a hold on them from the feds, but he says we've never held them. I don't know if that's what he said, but this is what came out of the paper. So I'm sure Tom's listening to the show, or he will be,
and
he could help clarify that. He says we'll hold them if they have a federal warrant. So what we have here is our Board of Supervisors has said. Well, they haven't said anything really, and I've got emails going back and forth with Dave Kehoe. And I said, Dave, well, how do you feel about it? And Dave wouldn't tell me how he felt about it.
They have to get up to the roof and stick their finger in the air.
Well, it's the kind of thing. Well, the people of Shasta County don't believe that this should be a sanctuary state. This is dumb. Why would you want to say a sanctuary state? Yes, there's 831 different reasons that you can hold somebody under this law. 831. But you can't you can't hold them if they're here illegally. Like say they break a law, a minor law. I don't know if it's like shoplifting. And if you catch them, and for some reason, if you could ever catch a shoplifter here in town. But if you catch a shoplifter and it turns out they're illegal, they won't hold them. And I'm not sure how this detainer thing works. Like, maybe it's one of these things where if it's written, if they say, hey, hold this guy if you find him. But we got the phone lines back, got going. Yeah, everybody got going now. Okay. So I hope Tom will give us a call on that one. Or the next time I see Tom and we can get him in here and he can address that. Okay. Now, we're just... Okay.
All right, kick that nasty. Terry, I believe, is first up.
Terry, you're first up.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I was there yesterday.
Okay.
What are you talking about? What lawsuits are you talking about?
It just said in the paper that they may get into, they could join a lawsuit if there's one going against this law, 54.
I never heard that.
Well, that's what the paper said.
I know, but being there is, well, in essence what happened is that Cruz's position basically was based on the 10th Amendment. In other words, what he's saying is that the 10th Amendment trumps basically everything else. Well, that's not the case, because the states themselves and the people form the federal government. And in forming the federal government, they gave the federal government enumerated rights. In other words, or enumerated things they had to do. So they do these certain things, and we have a contract with them saying, hey, we want you as our employees to do this for us. And one of those things in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, is specifically saying that the federal government has jurisdiction over the immigration naturalization process in the United States. That's clear. So the 10th Amendment can't just trump anything it wants. The state can trump anything that's not in the contract, which we know is the Constitution of the United States, that they themselves entered into, and we ourselves entered into. So that was the whole thing. Mr. Cruz is not clear on the jurisdiction of immigration. And as for Tom, you're right about what he said as far as the warrants and stuff. The other thing he said is that basically he was asked by Leonard Modi if Tom is obligated to do everything or has to do everything that they ask him to do. And he said, well, you may ask me to do it, but I may not do it, which drew some laughter. But I was surprised on how Mr. Morgan was so passionate about this. And actually, they are considering and working on sending that video to Sacramento from the folks that spoke. And the board virtually agreed with the people that something has to be done. And Morgan himself stated that we just can't put up with California anymore. We've got to make a stand. I was actually pretty surprised, and I don't know if you have somebody else on another line. They may have another.
Yeah, I've got Bob on the other line. But so what you're saying is that the board says that something does have to be done.
Oh yeah, they definitely are going to take. They know that something's got to be done. I mean, you know, it's just that it's sad because. We had questions yesterday. Supervisors asked us questions via Facebook and email about some of the constitutional positions on this, and it was just a shame that you can't change the Constitution because you want to.
Nope.
You know, and you have to do that with the constitutional amendment.
It's not a living document.
Because you're California or, you know, you think
Texas.
Something happens.
Right.
And frankly, I was a little bit disappointed in the research that was done because it wasn't accurate. But it did get turned around and pointed in the right direction by the speakers who came up and spoke to the subject.
Good. But, hey, we've got another one. We have a break. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. You know, and Terry was there yesterday speaking. And let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, I was not there with Terry and stuff yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was not there with Terry and... But I'm on this thing a bit, and you know, our governor, I'm sorry to say he's our governor because he does not govern the state worth a darn, but he looks at things just the way he wants them to be. And he ties the police sheriff's hands and arms behind him. He makes up his own rules. The state don't vote on anything anymore because they're 52% Democrat. And, you know, how can you ask the sheriff to do something and then give him hell for doing it? So he has no idea which way to go. So either way he goes, he's wrong. And, you know, I don't see our consul having any guts. I'd rather say something a lot stronger than that. But they have no guts, no backbone to stand up and say, this is what we're going to do. They're waiting on everybody else to do something. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they should probably take a stand, you know, that and make a stand of one way or the other, saying, hey, we're going to go
that's
along
right.
with this. We're going to protest this. We got to go along with it. Or we're going to find ways to help. That we are going to cooperate with the feds as much as possible, which I kind of think is what they're going to try and do, but who knows?
Well, I think they'd be a lot better off with the feds than with the state,
yeah.
Because the money that the feds give the state, we only get a portion of that for our area. Maybe we could get the whole thing from the feds.
That'd be nice. Get a straight shot down, just like a IV.
That's right.
Okay, Bob, got
to
run.
You know what's better, to get a dollar or 20?
Oh, it's always better to get 20, depending on where it comes from. All right, Bob,
there
thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Have a great day.
You too, sir. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. We have a bunch of guests lined up after this. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what, people? It's Christmas in 12 days. If you go down to 2539 Larkspur right now, today, at 9 o'clock, and walk in there and see one of the great customer service guys he's got there, one, great salesmen or women at Bastiani Arms, you can buy that present for your loved one. That pistol, that long gun, and I think you probably could have it by Christmas. But you're going to have to check with them because Christmas is on a Monday.
Yeah.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight because I think you could probably get it on Saturday. But you got to get down there. You got to get down there right now today. Get down there. Get that SIG 238. Get that. You know what? Today is the day. This is it. You can do it. But you got to get down there. Bastiani Arms, where I buy my guns. Great customer service. Veterans. You get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open today through Saturday, and you can pick it up in 10 days. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2018. Purchase your Mardi Gras New Year's Eve Bash tickets now. This party kicks off Sunday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Backward, mixing it up for headlining act The Basics. Performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person, includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes a delicious buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple. New Year's breakfast, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be sure to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Plus, Elements will be open at 1:30 a.m. for a New Year's breakfast for $9 with River Club card. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino signature New Year's Eve Bash Mardi Gras, download the Wind River app offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve at the River.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you haven't found the right gift for your loved one, you better head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, they have it all. The only full-service jewelry store in the whole city of Redding is Four Winds Jewelry. Watch, repair, jewelry design, jewelry, they can make it. They get it in from all over the world, estate jewelry. They have it. Native American turquoise. They have it all. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I wouldn't think of buying jewelry anywhere else but Four Winds Jewelry. Let's go to the phones. Commander, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. I'm calling. I was at the meeting yesterday. I thought it went quite well with the people speaking. But after it was over and there was a few of us left, I went before the supervisors and brought up one of the serious problems in our city and in the veterans community, and that is the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Thanks to the railroad and their dog in the manger attitude, there are very, very few spots to park except way across, like two blocks away. And for us disabled veterans, I've missed two meetings. I missed AMVETS and I missed another one because I drove down there. There was no place to park and I wasn't going to park illegally and I went on home. This is serious because, like Saturday, we're having that veterans, and first, alert, you know, people.
First responders,
feed in, down there, and there's not going to be any place to park.
Well, you know what, Commander, you're absolutely right. I know I saw the letter you wrote to, our county supervisor, David Kehoe. Did he do anything?
Well, yeah, they're trying, but you see, where they're hitting a stone wall is the railroad has come down, and they have people standing there, and we're going to try, and
yeah, I know, they're a bunch of thugs.
Go ahead.
They were a bunch of thugs keeping you all out of there.
That's right, and it's just, but something's going to have to be done. Either we move away from there or do something. You know, there must be other places to meet because, like we're, as I say, Saturday is going to be several hundred people, and there's no place to park. And as I say, I heard from Pat Mitram and I heard from Larry Leeds and so forth, but that's not doing it. I don't know what to do, but like, you know, I don't want to go down there and sit from 9 in the morning so I have a parking place where I can go in.
Maybe we should have a mass display of not obeying their little laws there and just drive in and park anyway.
Well, it would take all of us going in together.
At one time.
Because I don't want to fight anybody. And I got the feeling that if you didn't do what they said, you might be serious.
Okay. I tell you what, Commander Gibson, this is a huge thing. So I think that we need to bring our border supervisors in it, and probably maybe even the city council, even though it's a county building. But still, I think this is something that affects the city here. Everybody talks about how much they love veterans.
Amen.
Everybody talks about how much they love veterans. Oh, we're going to do everything we can for veterans, but they have to put their ass out there. I don't see it. So I think it's time to go out and call or bluff and say, okay, border supervisors, what are you going to do? Hey, city council, this is a problem. What are you going to do?
Where are we with the Disabilities Act, you know, and so forth? Anyway, I don't want to hold you on. I know you have other things. But I wanted to bring that up. And if we could get all the veterans calling the supervisors and calling the city council, you might get the phone number for them and put it out.
We'll put it out on our social media. In fact, we're going to put it out in the chat room. But thanks a lot, Commander.
Thank you, and I appreciate what you and Linda and Bob do.
You bet, sir. We appreciate you, too. All right. Okay. You know, in fact, we have with us, we're talking about this right now, as ways of getting veterans around here. I've got with me Celestina Traver, who, of course, is our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Hello, everybody.
Well, we got Bob's on the other lines trying to hold people off here. And we also have Melissa Estrada, who represents RABA. I'm hearing things on the other line there, buddy. There you go.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about something that that helped veterans. And this was what Commander Gibson says. It's absolutely true. It's a travesty by the train, the
UPRR.
They don't care because they got into a contest, who's the toughest guy contest with the county. So they just blocked off all of the parking there. And they won't let anybody park there, and there's no place then to park for any type of anything going on.
Right.
Down
the other factor is, of course, the ferals who frequent the lot. If one of them gets hurt on the UP property, then the UP is liable.
Well, you know.
And again, the lawyers step in.
Anyway, okay. Good morning, ladies. Sorry that you got in on that one, but Celestina's there. Yeah, yeah. You know, you see this.
We need
parking there because this is where many events are at, and there's no parking now. You can't park. There is absolutely no parking if you're able-bodied. Yeah, you can walk two blocks across there. But if you're, we've got a lot of disabled veterans. They can't get to there.
Now, I saw someone at an earlier event earlier this year where they were unloading someone a block away and pushing them in a wheelchair towards the vet hall.
I mean, it wasn't bad enough we had a bunch of these feral animals out there harassing our veterans, our older veterans down there by the hall. It wasn't enough. Now we've taken away their parking. Yeah, they just respect our veterans. Yeah, let's just take care of them. That's a really nice sign we have out in the county. You know how I feel about that, signs. But we're here because something was done, and it was done successfully. And we want to thank RABA. It's because we had the salute to the veterans, and we had to get funds for providing free bus passes to our veterans. And it's not just veterans that are down on their luck. These are veterans that may not drive because, you know, they are a little elderly, or maybe they just don't want to drive and they have an opportunity to ride the bus.
Yes.
Melissa, thank you.
Well, we just want to say thank you to the community for showing up every single year. So the event is right before Veterans Day every November. We're hoping that will be the same Thursday right before. And the event exists because of the community. So thank you for everyone that showed up. Cornerstone Community Bank is our diamond sponsor. They host the event there.
You know what? They're right there. And, yeah. We were there. I know a lot of the other stations were there because it's a great event. And I can say this about the media in this town. They're very supportive of, and I'm not talking just about us, but the other media in this town is very supportive of the veterans.
You guys were on my list. So thank you to the media as well. Your constant presence, rain or shine, you guys are always there. And Celestina, thank you so much for just spearheading this and coming and joining and being such bringing a strong presence to the event as well.
I'm just so thankful for RABA and everything you guys do to help our veterans in our community. There's a huge need for RABA bus passes, and our veterans really need those. And there are so many people that are walking and so many people that don't have vehicles in this area, including our Bernie area. We actually take bus passes up there so that they can get down to see the VA clinic, which is so important for their health.
Well, how do we do this year?
So we received about $3,000, and RAVA matches that 50%. So,
so that was $4,500 worth of free bus passes. Now, how do they get the bus passes? And I've got to take a break here in a minute. I'll tell you what, hang on for a second. We'll take the break, and then we'll come back and talk about how we distribute bus passes. This portion of the show is brought to you by somebody else that has a real, real big heart for veterans, and that's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. They provide quality, compassionate, in-home health care. And they customize their solutions for what you need, whether it's short-term, like, say, an operation or a fall, or long-term health care. The person you want to call is Sharon Clark. It doesn't get any better than this. You can keep your loved ones where they're happiest, at home. Give her a call, 226-8350. Look her up on the net at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark Home Helpers. We'll be right back with our great ladies who did our RABA Veterans Salute. Anyway, to get the bus passes for the veterans. I'll be okay. Let's go.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Mayor Vanderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of December. 12 more shopping days till Christmas. Some people say you can't shop on Christmas Day. I totally disagree on that. 28 degrees out there. I think it's a little bit warmer than that, bad thought. But it's going up to 73. It's just like yesterday. It starts off like 30, 32, 33, and then blows right up to 73. You know, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll change that to the downtown radio. Downtown. Since that's one we care about.
Yeah, that's the only one I care about is what affects us. Hey, I am here, of course, with Melissa Estrada and from WAPA and Celestina Traver, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we're talking about the WAPA Salute to Veterans, where people have donated. There was a total of like $4,600 donated via the people and WAPA. To provide bus passes for our veterans. Now, this isn't over. This you can donate all through the year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So last-minute Christmas gifts.
There you go.
If you go to rabbaveterans.com, the Shasta Regional Foundation has set up a fund for us or a site for us to receive funds. We receive funds throughout the year, but for this year's event, we extract funds throughout the summer. End of the fiscal year.
Okay. Now, how do people get their passes, Celestina?
They come to our office at 1855 Shasta Street. They must have an honorable discharge or anything other than not honorable. They can't get the bus passes. That was confusing.
If you have a general under honorable conditions,
yes.
Because that's not an honorable discharge, but it's a general discharge under honorable conditions, and that happens to quite a few people for a variety of reasons, you can still get it. As long as it's got an honorable on there someplace. But if you have a BCD, a DD, or conditions less than honorable, forget it.
Forget it.
Don't come down.
And they get one bus pass a month. And then we also share our bus passes that we get from RABA.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that one bus pass isn't just for one ride, though.
No, it's a $10 punch card.
Uh-huh.
So $10 value, different little slots for the bus driver's punch. Uh-huh. And you can use that pass on both the buses as well as the demand response vehicle. So people that are approved to use our demand response, the little vans that come to your curb.
Now, these are people that may have problems, Bob. Walking and or getting around, that they have this little van that comes by and makes it easier for them.
Right? Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we're also doing a little tool work here on the. What happens is everybody feels the requirement to move our microphones around, and then after like 10 days, the microphone just gives up and it's loose. It's just kind of like while you're talking on it, just starts. You know, I watch people's heads get lower as the microphone's dropping. Okay. But we can fix that, which we did. Okay, you know what? This is a super thing that Robin did. I remember when it started. But how many of these do we give out a year now? All of them?
I think, all of them.
So that's, okay, you think about that. $4,600 worth of bus passes to our veterans. They can ride around. And we're talking about people that they just don't feel like fighting the traffic downtown. There's a lot of traffic downtown, but they can ride. They can go out to the electric company, which is located, RU, which is located, miles and miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to go out there, and it can go out to the airport. The whole thing. You can go everywhere here.
So we have about 14 bus routes that go throughout the town. We also have bus routes that go to Shasta, City of Shasta Lake, and City of Anderson. So our goal is just to move people around the communities without a vehicle, and we're just really excited to be able to partner with the VSO every single year and to serve their clients and to really distribute it to the people in need.
Yeah, our veterans surely appreciate it. The new veterans that come into our office and we're talking to them and they're like, yeah, I walked here, and I'm like, do you have a bus pass? You give bus passes? And their whole face lights up. And I said, yes, and you can come back every month and get a new one. And they're like, oh, my gosh, it's incredible. I don't have to walk in this cold and in the rain.
Or the heat.
The heat.
How much? Okay, they get a $10 bus pass. All right. So how much does a bus cost to ride?
$10. It's $1.50 for a one-way.
$1.50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like three or four trips. Right? company?
Yeah.
So they can get like three round trips. Is that 150 if you just go from one block to the next? Or is that an all-dayer?
It's not an all-dayer. It's a complete trip. So if you did, let's say, start your trip in the city of Anderson and come up to Reading, you would take two buses. Uh-huh. And so it's good for those two buses.
Okay. And then so it'd be, and then it's a 150 back. It's not like a round trip thing.
Correct.
Okay. How much does an all-year bus pass cost? Do you have those?
Yeah. So within the city of Reading, oh, no, not an all-year, monthly.
Okay. Well, how much does a monthly one cost?
Monthly within the city of Reading is $86, and we have reduced rates for students and seniors, persons with disabilities, and those two passes are $46 per month.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, $46, I mean, for some people, but I bet there's some ways we can find ways of getting those people those passes, too.
Mm-hmm. And we sell $1.50 passes as well.
Okay. Well, congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Bank, the diamond sponsor on this, and for Robba for coming up with this. And, you know, like I said, this has got to be like the eighth year?
Yes, this is the eighth year.
Eighth year. It's got to be the eighth year because of the, I remember the very first one, and we did a commercial with the with a bunch of veterans getting out of the bus.
Yeah
we did that one, and it was I thought it worked. So in fact, I still see it every so often.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah, I would like to say that this event was my very first event with Robba, and I had a blast. It was so much fun, and the people are so giving and so happy just to give. And you know, I would like to for next year invite. Mm. As many military or veterans that will come out in uniform and come out and just stand there and greet people, I just really highly recommend it because I had a lot of fun, and we would love to have people shown in uniform and just.
Yeah. So it shows what, you know, who it's helping. I got questions coming in here saying, is there a way that veterans could get discounts, you know, on those bus passes?
So we do have discounts for seniors and persons with disabilities.
But not just for, like, veterans?
Not just for veterans. It's pretty consistent with what other transit agencies do.
But you're Robba.
We are Robba. We do a lot of great stuff in Robba within the region as well. So.
Why, and is there any way that you could also have other agencies hand these things out? And keep account of them?
Good question. Yeah.
This comes up, you know, it comes up every year. Is it, I mean, and not that you guys aren't doing just an outstanding job, but there's sometimes, you know, if they're, you know, on a weekend or they're closed or something like this, is there other agencies that can also give, can hand these bus passes to someone?
That we receive for the event?
Yeah. She's kicking this around.
I'm kicking it around.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because we do have some veterans organizations that are very well run that it might be, you know, if I know the whole thing with you is being able to prove that they're an honorably discharged veteran.
Well, actually, we do share our bus passes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, we do. We get them, and then we call the Veterans Resource Center, and they come get them. And when they run out, they come back and get some
there
more.
There you go. So there's your answer, guys.
And Faith Works. Them out to, there's a transitional housing for veterans, mm-hmm. House of Cornelius.
Uh-huh.
So they use them for that. So that,
for that too.
Yeah. And then we hand them out to just different places that really want them that serve our veterans.
So that they can prove that their veterans have been honorably discharged though, right?
Correct. Yes, we actually, they do the same things we do.
Okay, and so then, they have access to the...
Mm-hmm. And okay. Then they send us a list of who they hand out to so that we kind of keep an idea of how many need, what
great.
The need is.
Okay, then that answers that question. Now, every year, same time, it's going to be the Thursday before Veterans Day. We're going to have the Salute to the Veterans where we have money donated, but you can do it all through the year through Robba.
Yes.
All right.
RobbaVeterans.com. And if you would, just to reiterate what Celestina said, if you're a man or woman in uniform or just want to volunteer at next year's event, that's certainly a component that we like to have. We like to see the people that we're honoring on that day. So just contact us to volunteer.
Great. I'm here, of course, with Melissa Estrada, who is representing RABA, and Celestina Traver. We're going to see Celestina here in about 2 weeks.
Yes.
I think the last Wednesday of the month.
I have some really great news for that.
Oh, super. That's great. We need good news for veterans. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with Economic Development Corporation.
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, their newly remodeled stores at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's not saying I told you so. Well, not exactly, but President Trump is trying to claim victory in the Alabama Senate race, even though the candidate he endorsed lost.
The president initially supported Senator Luther Strange in the Republican primary, believing that Roy Moore could not win the general election. I was right, he tweeted. The president ended up endorsing Moore despite sexual assault allegations. On Twitter, he said Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him.
It's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Later today, the president will be making another pitch for the GOP tax plan.
He'll offer what aides call a closing argument to the American people. The president is planning to deliver the speech from the grand foyer at the entrance to the White House mansion and lay out how the tax changes would specifically benefit the middle-class families in attendance from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, Iowa, and Washington State. Shirley Smith, Washington.
With President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the Palestinian leaders now calling for a major change in the Mideast peace process.
The most impassionate speech in Istanbul's conference was from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who told the gathering that the United States is no longer fit to broker an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal, and he called on the United Nations to take over as the mediator that will be accepted by the Palestinians.
Correspondent Sarah Eldeeb at a conference of Muslim nations taking place in Turkey. A 7.3% spike in gas prices drove overall consumer prices up by 0.4% last month. On Wall Street right now, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 107 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 28 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
Secretary of State Tillerson now says the U.S. is willing to take part in direct talks with North Korea without any preconditions.
Secretary Tillerson said Washington was ready to talk whenever North Korea was ready, and about anything, even the weather. He said it was unrealistic for the U.S. to insist on negotiations only about containing Pyongyang's nuclear program because the regime was so invested in it. Previously, Mr. Tillerson had not spelled out potential preconditions, but his willingness for talks of any kind seemed to be an offer of a new diplomatic opening. He said this would only be possible if there was a quiet period without weapons tests.
That's the BBC's Barbara Platt-Usher. Saudi King Salman delivering an annual speech outlining his government's priorities for the coming year. Priorities include focusing on the economy and emphasizing the government's anti-corruption crackdown as the country prepares to distribute cash aid to low-income families as part of a new welfare system ahead of more subsidy cuts. News and analysis, townhall.com. A new problem to report surrounding America's opioid epidemic.
The opioid crisis sweeping the country has some hidden victims. Tens of thousands of children forced from their homes. The share of children entering the foster care system due to a parent's addiction has reached a high, fueled by skyrocketing use of heroin, painkillers, and other drugs. Courts, social service agencies, and advocates for children say they're struggling to keep up with the onslaught of new cases. Bob Agnew reporting.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. looks forward to participating in the Winter Olympics in South Korea. She tweeted that update just minutes after saying at a briefing that no official decision had been made. Heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula have raised safety concerns about U.S. participation. Sanders had earlier said that no official decision has been made, but that the American goal was to attend the Games. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at the center, in the center of Reading. The beginning of the Reformation begins right here at Free Fire Radio. Hey, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled, but has the same great customer service and that outstanding walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew does a whole lot for our community. And you need to go down there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning, everybody. And now, Bad Bob has a synopsis of the weather.
Well, a little bit frostier this morning than we expected. It got down to 28 degrees at the airport. Meanwhile, downtown Reading is currently 36 and rising. Look for a high temperature today of 73. And mid-70s and high 60s throughout the rest of the week. Overnight lows will be around the 40-degree mark. No rain anywhere in sight. Light winds, so kind of a dry December all the way up through Christmas. Shasta Lake remains just 50 feet from the top of the dam, which is a very good thing considering we're not getting more rain. And this report is brought to you in total by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, I'm here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation and Josh Miller from Mindbox. It sounds kind of kinky, Josh.
Well, we like to think of interesting, if that's what you mean.
Innovative.
Kinky. Okay. All right. I can go with that.
You know,
good morning. Good morning. Because I know Tony's coming in here because I will save some of my questions for Tony. Because I am fired up about Stillwater now. I have ideas that may or may not be legal, but
we're open to hear them. We're open to hear them all the time.
I'm figuring that with the city of Reading getting ready to pass marijuana for all, that Stillwater ought to be opened up to become the center for North State marijuana processing.
Shasta Lake's already heading that way. All their commercial land.
Yeah, I mean, it gives our a town that gives that certain panache there. Not only do we have a sanctuary state and a homeless problem and the highest car theft of anybody in the state, now we can also become the center for marijuana.
And everybody's stoned, so they don't care.
Yeah,
we also have hundreds of amazing startups right here in Reading that many people don't know about.
And that's what we're going to talk about like that. Let's talk about that. You just had your
Startup Weekend.
Startup Weekend.
Yeah, that's the one of the...
And you know when it was? It was November 10th and 11th and 12th. I know that because November 10th is the Marine Corps birthday that all Marines should be there. And the 11th, of course, being Veterans Day, so we honor our veterans. And then the 12th, which is the day to recover from the last 2 days.
Right. Well, you know, I did spend Friday night with a great Marine, Sam Leroux-Bardiere, who owns Theory Collaborative Coffee in town. And one of our participants for
Theory Collaborative Coffee,
the best coffee in the world, I would argue to say. it's very, very good. There are
Theory
some great coffee
collaborative,
shops in town.
But there are so many of them. How do we select those?
Well, Theory is going to be
you work your way through each one or something.
Yeah, they have all different roasts, single origin coffee. That's not what I'm here to talk about, but it's great, and they're opening
single origin coffee.
Single origin, so it's not a blend.
I have some stuff somebody brought me from Indonesia. It's made out of cat poop. Did you know that? Okay, it's not made out of cat poop.
Yes, the bean passes through a type of civet cat.
Type of cat, and then they pick it out and they make coffee out of it. Somebody brought me that. It's still sitting there. I haven't quite opened that up yet. It's been a couple years. I may give it to Bob. Bob drinks anything. Anyway, okay. All right, so how did that turn out? I know there's a lot of people, and I read some great things about it.
Yeah, so Josh Miller here was our facilitator, our fearless leader for the weekend, and we had 80 participants this year, which is the largest we've ever had.
Wow.
And so it's our third year, so a lot of fun. I kind of gave the setup the last couple times
you
I was
did.
Here on how
yeah.
that works, but we had three winners. The first one was Elevate Me, which is kind of Blue Apron meets backpacking food, which was a fun idea. They went on to regionals and didn't win there, but it was a fun idea. Thrill, which is a hot and cold lunchbox that they actually built over the weekend that kept one compartment hot, one compartment cold, and I think that was featured in the Record Searchlight the weekend of sort of weekend. And then Hair Cocktails, which is a make-your-own shampoo out of simple organic ingredients, and apparently that's a big industry as well. So it was a lot of fun, but out of those, a couple of teams that weren't the winners are actually moving forward with their ideas.
You know, it doesn't just because you're not the winner doesn't mean you're not going to become the winner, because your idea may not, you know, that you did not present it exactly right or as well as the others. But after watching all the things that are going on and how you can present it and how it can be done on the marketing and how to do this, boom, they attack.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Theory Coffee, the Sam who I was speaking about earlier, who's opened up a coffee shop on California Street in just about a month, and it's gonna be really fantastic. They pitched an idea called Roast Me, and they actually got customers over the course of the weekend. So they got people that said, "Yeah, I'll do that. I'll have you roast me some coffee for my brand, for my restaurant, and you can use the excess capacity of your roaster." And it's something that they want to.
I could have Free Fire Radio.
Yeah,
coffee.
You
free
could
fire,
exactly
Free Fire Radio
yeah.
coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll need his info, though.
Yeah.
And it was get him on the show. Now, Blue Apron Backpack, is that what you said?
Blue Apron meets backpacking.
Meet backpack.
Yep.
And what it's food for?
Gourmet backpacking food to get you on the trail faster. So, you have two choices. Well, you have several. You can go out and get an MRE, if you can find those from, buddies that are firefighters or surplus stores.
No, you can buy them everywhere.
Not that great. They're okay. I've had a few. Mountain House, freeze-dried, which is $8 to $15 per meal. Very expensive. Kind of limited options. Not that good.
Yep.
Or
you have to have boiling water to it.
You can do something like I do, which I kind of prep all my food for backpacking. It takes a little bit more time, but I kind of have my go-tos now. But it takes a lot of time. So the people that aren't familiar with backpacking and kind of what the options are out there, they can kind of pick what they want. It gets boxed up. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snacks, coffee, maybe whiskey down the road, all sent to you in easy packaging, some type of paper product or biodegradable. So like Mountain House, you can't burn it. You have to take that out because it's foil. But packaging that makes sense for backpacking.
They make it so that not only can you eat what's in it, you can then eat the box it came in for dessert.
Yeah, why not? So fun idea, a really smooth pitch and a great team. And they had like 400 responses to their survey over the course of 48 hours. And that's really one of the things that's all about is getting that customer validation and seeing if people are actually going to buy your product.
Okay. And so there's a huge success then.
80
groups in there, or 80 people.
80 people.
And
we had 11 teams.
Three, right, 11 teams.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been tough. Josh, you were in the middle of this. What did you think? Are they getting better every year?
Oh, totally they're getting better every
year.
Yeah. So as Todd mentioned, this was our third one, and you can just see the steady improvement in quality, not only of the pitches that we hear Friday night. And I just want to remind everybody that the pitches that happen, these are brand new business ideas. That's the rule. You can't pitch an existing business. So they're brand new. We on the organizing team who put this event on, we've never heard these ideas before. We didn't vet them. People showed up, and we said, hey, you got 60 seconds. Pitch an idea people like and form a team. And those pitches just get steadily better every year. The teams get steadily better every year. And that just shows the maturity that we're getting as a startup community here in Reading. It's not.
And this is one of the places, by the way, people, if you didn't know this, this is a national thing that Reading has been designated or recognized. I shouldn't say designated, but recognized as one of the top areas to start a business is in the United States. And we're not making this up. This doesn't come from the EDC or me sitting here. It was in a national magazine that looked at places, how they could start up and the ease of it and the help they were getting. So. Did you know that?
I knew that. I didn't know that, yeah. And that's what we're all about. And, beyond Startup Weekend, I want to touch on that a little bit more.
Okay. Let me take a break here, and then because we got the whole hour here to talk about these things and what's going on with the startups and all that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest. You know, you talk about startups and that are success. Northern Firearms Instruction started right here. It started with Ted Leidy and the help of a really, really great instructor that knew how to shoot with him. And it has grown to be the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in the space of the last 7 years.
For good reason, too. Great classes.
Teaches in 30 counties. Not offers not only concealed carry, but also defensive pistol, tactical rifle, a lot of different great courses here, all through Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at U.S. Gun Pro. And also look at the surveys. These surveys, they have nothing to do with, these come out of a totally different survey organization. Northern Firearms Instruction does nothing, can't say anything about it, can't change them or anything, but just look at the reviews they get there. USGunPro.com. Or check out or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Okay, we'll be right back with Todd Jones and Josh Miller from the Economic Development Corporation.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hello, this is Chad David from Orchard Nutrition Center. I want to wish all of our veterans and military for their years of service. We know this is a hard time of the year, not seeing your families and loved ones. From all of us at Orchard Nutrition Center, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
go back in the day.
Whoa! You know what? Are you telling me that Santa Claus is harassing my mommy? What? What's going on there?
The lawsuit.
Oh, my God! I've been post-traumatic stress for the rest of my life. Daddy, mommy's kissing Santa Claus.
Guess who's next on the target?
Oh, my God. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. I'm a little concerned. It's only Wednesday. we're going through this like this. We're acting like this. So strange. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They have a program, my friends, that if you're having problems with recalcitrants coming into your business or around your business, you give them a call and they're going to have somebody there in under 10 minutes. Under 10 minutes. A trained officer or officers will be there that are trained on how to defuse situations and how to move people on. You know, when are the police? And the police are not going to be there in 10 minutes. I mean, they just can't be. There are more North State Security officers on the road than there are police because this is the largest company, security company, north of Sacramento. Not only that, but many of their officers are already being employed by the city and county to help control the situations out there on the trails, in the pumping stations, the Colt 45 games, so many other different events. All of this at North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security. I'm here with Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, of course, and Josh Miller from Mindbox. And we're talking about the startup weekend that went over great. And Josh, tell everybody what Mindbox is.
So Mindbox Studios is a custom software development house. So we have offices here in Reading and up in Eugene and some presence back in Cincinnati. And basically we help innovators like technical startups and founders as well as corporations who have an idea for something that's going to shake up the world, and we help them make it a reality.
Well, that's good. And so anybody can come to you. How do they get a hold of you?
So you can go to mindboxstudios.com and visit us there. We also actually have our offices, our corporate offices, right here in downtown Reading. It's actually a few blocks from the studio here over on Pine Street.
Okay. So oh, yeah, I know where you are over there. Yeah. Okay. So if you've got if you've got questions about that, and so what's your phone number?
Good question.
That is a great question.
Okay, so I won't even ask that then. Is that I shouldn't ask that?
we actually do have a phone number. It's on our website, but since we're a software company, the vast majority of people contact us through that way. You can Google Mindbox, you can Google Josh David Miller, okay. And we're going to come up right there.
All right. Sometimes though, I go to websites and there are no phone numbers on it. Oh, please write to us. And I'm like, give us your email address. Tell us how many kids you have. Do you have scars on your body? These kind of things, when you have to fill out to be able to be able to ask a question about where's my package that was mailed 6 weeks ago? It's like, I don't want to give you my phone number.
Well, everybody is welcome to give us a call if they want. You can contact us however makes you feel comfortable, Carl.
That's what I would think. Why would you? I mean, I've actually clicked off of websites that I can't give them a call, or they make it so hard to find the number. It's not worth it. Maybe not you, but probably some of them do, because if you're wanting something back, we're just going to make this so tough that, we're just going to automatically renew everything that you've ever done. So
I don't even call people anymore. If I go on a website and they don't have a chat feature, I usually just like...
Well, you know what? I'm getting into that. I am getting into, and you know what?
I don't want to wait
chat
on
answer, chat answers right away. So you're right. If they have that feature... But some of them don't have that feature. Some like just that. Send me an email.
Yeah, but Mindbox does really cool stuff. It's really innovative stuff. It's beyond, I think what some people might think is, you guys just make websites. It's a lot.
You do a lot more.
It's a lot more than that.
That's right. We do a lot of product strategies. We help people figure out who their customers are. Is their idea really viable? How are they going to get this out to market? What's the first thing that they have to build? And then figuring out how to actually get it done. And of course, we actually have software engineers and we build this stuff. And as Todd said, we don't really focus a lot on building websites for companies, but we build...
There's lots of people out there that will do that.
Yeah. There are lots of people.
You're looking for strategies.
Yeah, and we're like, again, we work with innovators. We work with people who have something that really hasn't been done before. We work with people who have received innovation research grants from the government, people who are trying something just completely different, and they want to figure out how exactly they can get that thing done, how they get that to market, and who's going to build that piece of software.
What's one of the most exciting things you're working on?
We're always working on a few exciting things. We're working on things in the elections space right now. Back east. We're working in the robotics and drone space.
When you say elections, what do you mean by that?
So there's
I mean, I know you can't give away things, but sure. I mean, just kind of generally.
Yeah. So a lot more than you'd think. Probably not you, Carl, but a lot of them, most people would think about how processes work in government and in a lot of older corporations is very paper driven. Mm-hmm. And that leaves a lot of opportunities for people who see something as being that could be a little bit better. Right. They ask the question of why not. And they figure, like, this whole thing that's taking us all these man hours and all these tax dollars and all these processes. How do we make that into a process that's fast, that's streamlined, that's efficient, that saves people time and saves the taxpayers money and so forth?
OK. Yeah. So we're talking about streamlining the bureaucracy that's there that gives better – that maybe you do talk to Roberta, which is short for robot, but you'll never know that, right? Yeah. I mean, you may not. I mean, okay, let me ask you this. You two guys are innovators. On a survey I saw, and it's like 65-70% of the people felt like their jobs were safe for the next 10 years.
60%?
Yeah.
From
robots, artificial intelligence. I think they have no concept.
Maybe like 20%, 30%.
There is a lot of disagreement on this, but I will say I'm one of those people who thinks that people should probably look a little bit more closely at that. Like Mark Andreessen, you know, Silicon Valley magnate, he once said that software is eating the world. Right. And what that means is that the software is going into these places of our lives that we didn't really see before. And it's automating things and it's making it in a lot of ways, it's making our lives better. But there's always a flip side, you know, to that kind of thing, that our economy is changing in fundamental ways. Right. Uh-huh. Just year over year over year over year.
It is.
And we can either choose as a city like Reading that we can be a part of that and we can be instrumenters of those change. Not only can we bring some of those jobs here and protect those jobs that are needed 5-10 years from now, but we can be doing things here that aren't being done other places.
I'm all for it, Bob.
I was just noting this morning there is an increasing level of backlash against social media from the very people who helped found it. And a lot of businesses are basing their entire business plan on social media. Do you see a potential for this to really come back and slap them in the face?
I don't know. I mean, I think social media has a lot of power, and there's a lot of opportunity there. I mean, with great power comes, you know, whatever the word is.
Great responsibility.
Great responsibility. Thank you, Carl. So, you know, there's pros and cons. I mean, look at the election in 2016, whether or not you think Russia had any involvement on that. You know, there were certainly even homegrown groups in the United States were you know, going out against the different candidates that were out there. So it's a good and bad thing.
Well, you know, I like the idea of the fact that Reading needs to be an innovator because, you know, and we're getting more and more of that in as you all of your age group starts, you know, you start flexing your muscles, but you need to flex your muscles more out there.
Yeah.
I'm serious about this. And you all need to come out here, and we can't wait for the government because it takes them forever, as we know. So what we have to do is, as in that book, The Coming Jobs War, I'm sure you've read it. If you haven't, pick it up. It's your predecessor
right.
gave it to me. It's an easy read, but what it says is the innovation comes from the community, from people like you all. And it just runs right past the bureaucrats. And the bureaucrats then have to kind of like, they're overcome by this wave, and they have to use it. And that's what you have to do. Like, how can we save money in this town, in Reading, by using, you know, new software ways of doing it, you know, privatization, simpler ways to achieve something that used to take so many man hours. And I know it's tough on employment. So then those people have to get into the industry of learning how to do this.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually if we do a startup weekend in the spring, which we're thinking about, you can do startup weekends and have specialty areas that you're focusing on. And remind me what we phrased the potential theme for startup weekend in the spring.
Our working theme was social plus GovTech, so it's social entrepreneurship plus government-related technology.
Yeah, so how can we take all these innovative people in Reading and throughout the area, bring them together for a startup weekend and really talk about problems and solutions that we think we can solve through technology? And, you know, a lot of it, kind of switching gears a little bit, we're focusing on this Startup Reading entity and the downtown redevelopment and the Startup Reading culture and all the startups that are coming. It's kind of happening at the same time where, you know, we're both benefiting from what's happening downtown, and a lot of startups want to be downtown. So we're actually in the process of forming an organization called Startup Reading, where we can make the startup ecosystem in Reading stronger and make it a smaller world. So if you're an entrepreneur and you come into this community, or you come into the Startup Reading community, you know, we can connect you to the right people and the right resources to be able to get your idea off the ground. And because it really is a small community. I mean, you know, I talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and, you know, one of my main things
is the smallest 90,000 person town you'll ever be in.
Yeah, so if we can connect them to resources, help each other out, and innovate, that's kind of the goal.
Cool. Okay. We're going to take a break here, 8:30 in the morning on the 13th of December. This may be the last day, Todd. You can go, you and Josh, you can go down and buy a gun from Bastiani, by the way, because it's 10-day waiting list.
Good call. And buy ammo online.
And buy ammo online. And by the way, there's a lot of good sales going on out there. Except I never buy online. I buy local.
I haven't either. I've always, yeah, that's
a good point. Always buy local. We're going to take a break here. It is 34 degrees out there. We're going up to 73 today, with a low of 44 tonight. It looks like it's going to be like this through Christmas, no rain. And you can just talk to the firefighters down south. They're just loving that. No rains and still having winds, and they're still fighting 250,000 acres or more of fire down in Southern California. Weather Report's always brought to you by a veteran-owned business here, a very respected business, Shasta Gas and Propane. 365-3793 is their phone number, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these messages with Todd Jones and Josh Miller, and I think Tony Giovanella outside.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE, or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans, but we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a happy new year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, downtown Redding, California. We are on the, we are the spear point of the changes that are going on down here in downtown Redding. Danny Knott and family, K2's down here building. They're going to be building behind us. McConnell's going to be building behind us here. Closing down the Americana, who now is going to be opened up, I think, in a with an idea of making it into studio apartments and all that. Everything that's going on right down here in downtown Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, the best place to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. So big shout-out to D.C., Tim, and Logan down there. Okay, Tony Giovanella has joined us.
Good morning.
Thank you there. You've kind of missed you. And, I'm, of course, you know, Todd Jones is still here. And Todd's the head of the entrepreneurial division of the EDC. And Tony heads it all up.
Yeah, and we've been busy.
You were in New York, and you've been to a lot of places. You know.
Yeah, I went out to see two manufacturing companies, one in the Buffalo area.
Yeah.
And the other in Ontario, Canada. And by the way, I'll probably be going back in the second week of January, two more companies out there. And I've got a few more lined up, it looks like, in February. And the thinking was that, you know, we had worked the Bay Area, you know, looking for companies that were constrained on labor and real estate costs. And same thing in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the companies that we talked to were, well, you know, if we, the ones that were growing rapidly, which are the ones that are most attractive, right? They're like, well, we want to grow our markets. We want to go east. So we said, well, let's call the companies that are already headquartered on the east
who might want to
expand out here. And that, that's been a fruitful effort so far.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one right on the – I'm going to throw the skunk on the table.
Sure.
Redding's getting ready to okay marijuana, I think. I'd be surprised if they didn't vote for this. Stillwater is part of the city of Redding. Shasta Lake has sold out all of their warehouse space for the marijuana trade, for the marijuana industry.
And land.
And land. Mm-hmm. Do you see Stillwater? And I'm sure that you've already been approached as being a place where marijuana, the marijuana industry will start to grow.
So let me state it this way. So in my position, right, I let the politicians wrestle with the politics. Okay?
Right.
Because I've got to work with everybody. Now, my job as head of the EDC and a partner of the city is to execute any strategy or activity
that, comes
that they decide to do.
Okay.
So with that in mind, as an execution arm, yes, I have my own implementation strategy, you know, that I've been thinking about if we go down that path.
Okay. So, and I see what you're saying is if the city council says, hey, we're going to legalize this, that we can do recreational marijuana in Redding, and then you as ex, you know, you're a, there, that's the strategy, your tactics are okay. If that's what you want, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to sell land. I'm going to, you know, provide information to people because I know that Canada, they've got a huge, you know, marijuana industry is big up there. They've got a lot of corporations that are working south of the line, as you know.
Sure.
But the potential for how many acres out there? 400 and...
Well, there's 300 buildable acres, 700 acres total.
What's the smallest lot you can buy out there?
It's about 4 acres.
Oh, 4 acres.
Yeah.
And how much is that?
The smaller lots run just under $3 a square foot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how much is that?
Maybe a couple of $100,000.
Okay. So $100,000 for a 4-acre spot there.
Right. Something like that.
So 10 acres would be double that, a little bit more.
Yeah. The price goes, the price per square foot goes down
as you got more. Okay. So, okay. So
the largest plot of 92 acres is $1 a square foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's very competitive.
It is very competitive. You know, you've got to have
it. If you did it in Vacaville, it would be $9 a square foot, as an example.
Oh, it's not Vacaville, though. Okay, got it. All right, so that was a good answer. Now, let me ask you this. Are you in conversations with anybody in that industry? Or can you – okay, never mind. I didn't even ask that because – is it, you can't because it hasn't been okay.
Hasn't been okay.
That's right. Okay. All right. So you've got, so you're working Stillwater hard.
Right. And by the way, let's just kind of round things out.
Sure.
Right. There's a lot of communities going in that direction. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are going to be very successful. But you know, I'm an old guy, Carl, yeah. And I go back to the PCs world in the mid '80s when the first PCs came out. And over a 6 or 7 year period, we had 2,500 companies making PCs.
Right.
How many do you think are really making them and are successful now? Like 10?
Yeah, okay? Maybe.
Same thing in the solar industry.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, everybody jumped in, and everybody's making panels and this, and you know, you get down to a rational size.
Right.
And the same thing's going to happen with that.
Okay. Right?
So you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
Absolutely not.
So, you know, we're looking for a diverse economy around here. So we're still working hard. And all other
all areas. Different types of things.
That's right.
Okay, great.
So as an example,
that was a great answer.
And as example, you know, the companies that I'm talking to back east are real manufacturing companies. They really create things. And the two that I visited last week were in automotive related technologies, and they're in the areas of the automobile which are growing. You know, the technical part.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All the cool things that are going on, the electronics.
How about cameras in the front of your car now that come on the until you hit 4 miles an hour, then they come off. But now Linda can come up and she can see on the sides of her car
mm-hmm.
how close she is to the curb.
Right.
So when you're coming in, you're parking. Or how about the cars that park themselves?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that one right there is a little, you know, I thought, what if I could put that on my truck? Because, anyway.
F-150s, I think they have that.
They probably
yeah.
do.
Oh, yeah. They can back up trailers. And just
yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're right, they do.
Santa got one, I think.
Santa got one. So you're...
it's not a commercial.
Yeah,
not a commercial.
Okay, all right. So, okay, so you're right. So that it's the technical side of the industry, the things that people can put on either as aftermarket things or things that the auto industry, it's easier for them to buy this instead of produce it themselves.
Yeah, you know, in my whole career, it became obvious to me that companies that are doing okay, the status quo, they don't really do anything, right? Companies that are doing poorly look at reducing costs and they tend to outsource things, right? So they're good customers for outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the companies that are growing rapidly that need to expand. You know, those are the ones we have to focus on.
Yeah, because they've got a good idea and they're running with it.
And they got the dough. Right,
and they've
invest.
Got the dough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, well, that's good. Do you see anything in the there's so much with the robotics and all that. Have you touched on that one at all with people out there?
Well, I went to a show last February, and I focused on the robotics track. And I came back, I gathered all of my notes, all those presentations, sent them out to all the local manufacturers, wrote an article which was actually published in Supply Chain Game Changer. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find money so that I can actually buy a robot in the EDC and then work with CloudWise or some of the other companies, Shasta College, to create training programs around that. Now, I'm going to go back to the same show in February, and I'm going to take the track, you know, we all know about 3D printing, but now there's all these technologies to print metal parts. Right, and even do plastic parts more rapidly than 3D printers, which kind of chunk.
Right.
This is like the plastic comes down, it gets shot with ultraviolet light, and bing, the part appears. You know, there's so many. And here's the wonder of those things. So now, like the internet, okay, which is kind of like the great equalizer for businesses. You know, every company, small or large, can compete. These new technologies are going to create much more customization, where eventually you can go into a retail store and say, I want one of those, and they produce it right there. So these technologies are amazing, and we have to understand them.
They can do that with a house now, can't they? I mean, isn't there something like a huge machine that –
There's like a CNC type of concrete pouring system.
That builds you a house. Mm-hmm. I want this kind of house.
Everything.
Cars?
Oh, yeah. I've seen cars 3D printed almost entirely. I don't know if the engine is, but almost everything else. Electric car.
They have a device that is printing carbon fiber. Yeah. So you could create a car that's lighter and stronger, you know, on one of these devices.
Carbon fiber, wow.
I mean, Dan Moore, who was here with me last month, he's got several, you know, pretty nice 3D printers, and they're putting carbon fiber into their plastic, and so the parts are super rigid, super tough.
Well, carbon fiber they were using because it's lightweight, but they were using it in the on the yachts, on the America's Cup. That they use them in sails. They use them in their mast. So it would be light, but they're extremely strong, and it's hard to tear with the carbon fiber. I went to a factory where they were making these masts one time, and it's just, I mean, it's just strip after strip after strip that goes in through this machine. So.
Well, it also has properties to limit electromagnetic waves, too. Yeah. So there are other
a lot of things there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Tony Giovanella, who is chief executive officer of
president of
Economic Development Corporation, and his head of entrepreneurials out there is Entrepreneurial Division, Todd Jones. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Court Street and Cypress. They are the only sports club and gym to work out that's got its own saltwater swimming pool. It's got all types of different activities there, from spinning to yoga. It has a Boheme spa that after you've worked out, you can go in and get your body massaged afterwards. It's got it all there. Call Rich Novelli at 768-1205, or better yet, just stop in there. Say Carl and Linda and Bob sent you in for a free workout, so you get a chance to take a look at the place, see the people, how professional they are, how extremely clean and what great shape all the equipment is in there. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back.
Starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
He took the midnight train going
anywhere. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, our last segment of the day. It's 40 degrees, going up to 73 today. It's going to be like this probably all the way through Christmas. Nice days in the afternoon, colder than heck in the morning. No rain in sight, so the guys down in Southern California probably could use it. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here with Tony Giovanella, who is the president of the Economic Development Corporation, of course, and Todd Jones, who heads up his entrepreneur division. And we're talking about all the great things that have happened, but now there's a couple other things. Project Hometown has been a success.
Yeah, we're just really kicking it off, but the interest level is very, very high, and the companies that need to support the technology are all aligned. So basically the goal is to get every company in Shasta County, whether you're one person or 1,000 people, online and wherever appropriate, connected to e-commerce, and do it at a very low cost up front so that everyone can afford it, and then if they see the benefit, they can, you know, invest more. Give everybody, if you would, a digital marketing platform. So there's a spec that all the web development companies have agreed to. And one of the ways we're going to do this at low cost is we're using high school interns. We've just finished training our first 10. It was our first cohort. And they did fabulous. So now they're going to actually start going out and engaging with companies and doing this. And if it works the way we think it was, we'll train another cohort of 10 and then another. And the beauty is now these youngsters are getting experience with technology. They're getting experience working with clients, like in a real business, and they're getting experience with the web development companies who are potentially future employers, right? So we're really excited about this. There's going to be a big kickoff in January, but if you're a business out there, small business, you may get a call from somebody about Project Hometown. And I'm not going to go through the whole benefit, but eventually this thing could look like a little mini Amazon in Shasta County because of the way the thing can be developed using search engine optimization, the content that we create. So it really is exciting. And you'll see more in January. There'll be a formal release and event.
Well, I can't wait to see that one. You can bring those on. Like to have one of your members, your cohort, come on here.
They would love it.
I would like to have that. You know, see, hey, look, I'm training them. You know, it's what they can do.
I had to, it's funny. We had, at CloudWise, there was a parallel course of adults and then this cohort of high schoolers. And the high schoolers just went through the material so much faster. It was a natural for them.
The kids are pretty bright today. Yeah. You know, they've been raised in that thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got something else going on, too.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention is the state has an incentive program called Cal Competes, and basically it's a way for companies who are growing, meaning adding new employees or investing in capital and real estate to grow their business. they can apply to this program and get tax credits. And the state awards approximately $200 million in tax credits every year. There are six webinars coming up over the next 4 weeks. And, you know, get on the webinar, see, especially if you're growing, see if you are eligible. And then if you need help applying, we'll help you. Either Todd or I will help you at the EDC. It's a very simple application. And I think in the last tranche, 90 companies got $69 million. We need our fair share. But we got to apply to
get
it.
You have to apply. You know, it's like anything else. If you don't apply, you're not going to get it. If you don't play, you're not going to win.
That's right.
Which is why I put my $5 in. But it's got to be the jackpot's got to be at least $300 million. Because I'm not going to waste my time for under $300 million. Not that I wouldn't take $1 million, or in fact, if I could win $1, I'd probably be happy. Okay, you know, there's so many things going on here, and you know, the thing I like about Todd and Tony is that you guys are always upbeat. You know, you've never kind of gone, oh, I mean, I haven't seen your forehead hit your desk yet, going, oh, you know, because there's been some things had the rugs yanked out from us for not your fault, not anybody's fault. It's just happens. Like the hydrogen company that lost their natural gas people.
Right.
And so without that, they can't do the hydrogen. But hopefully that if they get that back, that they're back online here.
Yeah, and they're connecting me with some other people. You know, I'm not dead until I'm shot and buried, right? We just keep going.
You just have to, you know what, you got to keep punching. And you've got a great reputation. You know what, you're always optimistic and showing Reading in its very best. I think that we as a community need to also help that and have projects that shows that, you know, hey, Reading's a good place to live. We were talking about last night at a dinner we were at is something as simple, because we were talking about if you're going to have a heart attack, Spokane is probably one of the best places to have one because they've trained so many people in CPR. And this was decades ago, that there's going to be somebody on the street that's going to be pumping your chest before you actually hit the ground. And that's happened in this town. If we need to do something like, hey, we're going to train Reading on CPR, and we put a massive push on it, and it hits the papers that hey, Reading cares about its citizens, cares about the people, and you know that we've got 25% of the people in Reading are trained now on that CPR. If you know something like that, something simple, it's easy to do, but it gives us that positive outlook.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned earlier how Reading is being noticed, right, by other areas, right?
Yeah.
You've seen it in articles.
I have seen that about the entrepreneurs and starting up things.
Yeah, and Todd's been at some events recently where people have said, we've got our eye on you. We see stuff happening.
Yeah, I was down at Twitter just about 2 weeks ago for an event, and I had the opportunity.
You mean the head of Twitter?
The head of Twitter. I was down there on Market Street. Corporate office right downtown, and there was an event called the Future of Tech.
That's Market Street in San Francisco, probably. Right
on the...
Not Market Street,
right on the
right
Tenderloin.
Here.
No, right on the Tenderloin. different Market Street.
Different Market Street. Well, I know. We're right here in the
but,
Tenderloin.
I had the opportunity to go down and speak at this event called the Future of Tech, and I was able to speak a little bit before the main kickoff happened, just to talk about what's going on up here in Reading. And, you know, people that are investors from Alabama, and there's people there from all over the world, you know, they can feel the tipping point coming for Reading, and that, you know, we got a lot of momentum building right now, and we're just trying to take advantage
of
that.
What can happen? What will help that, Tony? What will help that momentum?
I think, you know, it's like anything else, right? You got to lay the planks, right? The groundwork and the things that Todd and Startup Reading, you know, you heard Josh talk about the things Mindbox is doing. There are a lot of other companies out there that have bits and pieces. And it's just all coming together. And it's like anything else, right? Things start to accelerate, right, as more and more pieces come together.
Okay.
And come to Pitch Breakfast tomorrow.
Pitch Breakfast.
7:15 to 8:30 at the Shasta Venture Hub.
Okay. And that's where you can come in and listen to things.
Yeah, there's two companies pitching. It's like real-life Shark Tank. You can give your feedback, just like Mark Cuban.
Who are the companies?
Spirit Pro App, which is an app that just launched yesterday, which is kind of luminosity for spiritual skills. Not related to Bethel, but kind of a new age thing. It's really interesting. And then Sentinel, which is a IT infrastructure bidding, bidding's the wrong word, but platform for companies to be able to get better quotes, streamline that process.
Okay. Tony, Todd, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Carl.
Happy New Year. I'm sure we'll see you again. I just want to remind everybody that we have a Toys for Tots box in our lobby, And I'm just going to be, you know, merciless on this, but, you know, Rayola has come in and given us some puzzles. And then Melissa Estrada from Raba, who was here earlier, came back with a whole armful of toys for kids. Right here at 1326 Market Street, you're listening. Come on in. Just drop off some new unwrapped toys. I know that Tony and Todd are going to be circling back through here and dropping stuff off.
I'm down. No pressure, guys.
If they're ever going to be on the show again. No, I'm just kidding. And tomorrow, Trish Clark is going to be with me, and we've got a whole load of things that are happening. And I know we're going to be discussing
Alabama.
Oh, I want to talk about Trish about Alabama. I tell you what, though. They could have done a little bit better on who they chose down there. I mean, as far as running, in my opinion.
Both sides.
Both sides. That's right. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hey, Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A man charged with using a weapon of mass destruction in the New York City subway system is expected to have his first court proceeding in the hospital, where he remains in custody. Authorities say Akayad Ula is recovering from burns inflicted on Monday when a pipe bomb strapped to his body exploded in a passageway underneath Times Square. Officials in Bangladesh say Ula was influenced by the imprisoned leader of the group linked to attacks in that country. Officials say he was inspired by ISIS. The federal budget deficit stands at 138.5.